Hey guys, this episode of The Read is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website, portfolio, and online store. For a free trial and 10% off, visit squarespace.com and enter offer code FURY at checkout. A better web starts with your website, and we use Squarespace at This Is The Read, so you should too. Now, let's get the show started.
Hello.
Hi, I love your enthusiasm today.
Do you want me to do
a Yes, cheer? I do.
V!
V, you got your V,
you got your V.
Give me an H.
H, you got your H, you got your H.
Give me an S.
S, you got your S, you got your S.
Now hush. You don't want none of us, do ya?
No, I don't think so.
It was half-ass. Tried my best.
Yes, anyway, it was okay though.
I'm Laura Winslow.
And I am still Peebo Bryson.
And this is The Read.
Welcome back, y'all, to another week. And if you heard some extra voices in the background, that's because we have some very special guests today.
And they can go ahead and introduce themselves.
Hello, I'm Dr. Heavenly. Hello, Miss Lucy. How you feeling today?
Good as I damn look.
You look good.
You look good.
All right, that's how I feel.
Okay.
I love you, too.
All right, praise the Lord. We gonna praise God.
We can praise Him. We
together.
We can praise Him.
We gonna show him inside. We ain't gonna talk about him outside.
How many times you seen him?
I see him every day.
You got your champagne on?
Yeah, we gonna do Cinnamon Girls tonight.
Okay, okay.
Let's just stay focused.
But y'all have to do this every time, though.
Yeah, it has to happen every time.
Okay, it's fine.
But hey, everybody, it's Asante. I'm back again. I've been going for a minute now. Back with the jump ball.
Okay, it's not time for that.
As well as,
what's up, everybody? It's Dustin Ross, and I'm back like that thing up. What's happening?
You know, you did that for the 99 in the 2000.
For the 99 in the 2000.
I'm gonna walk right outside to this.
I missed you guys.
And just swan dive right on off.
It's a lot of sexy in the room, y'all. They've been, for the listeners that can't see us, cause you're listening. They've been working out and shit. They look great. Everybody, okay. it's
Dustin
a lot of
got
sexy
his chest covered up today. I'm so confused.
And you got yours covered up, and it's still out.
Okay. Right.
It is, titay, in your vicinity.
Okay.
Okay.
Y'all popping.
What's happening?
Well, this is happening to me.
On The Read.
Yeah, looking like black excellence. Okay.
Bitch, can you not?
We're very happy to have our friends here with us again to do this episode that we're calling The Green Experiment. No need for explanations. Just go with the flow. That's what it's all about.
Yes.
Vibrate.
So, black excellence this week. Thank you to everybody again who sends us all of the black excellence emails and tweets and things. I love them so much. But I got so many about this particular story, and I love it so much. This one is about three teens in Georgia by the name of Caleb, I want to say Ima, and Asha Christian. They developed an app called 5O. And the 5O app allows you to track your interaction with law enforcement, view department ratings, and organize community action. So you can actually log into this app and you can rate your interactions with police officers. You can put in their badge number. You can write as many details as you want about how they were and how they behaved. You can rate your own local, like your county's police department, and so on and so forth. And the point of it is not necessarily to bash police, although police can kiss my dick, personally. But the point really is to profile the communities that have excellent police departments and...
Wherever they are, so all the black people can move
they
there.
Are, so all the niggas, we can all.
Those kids are gonna make so much money. That's
I'm
fantastic.
So happy for them.
Yeah,
and for them to be as young as they are, and if you go, you can go to like the Root. Lots of websites wrote about them, and like the way that they talk about it, so smart, so brilliant.
Right.
And just from looking at the bullshit on the news, we're like, I'm going to do something.
I'm gonna
about
go
this.
Ahead and download that.
So shout out to them. Go ahead and download the app because
you need.
I mean,
it.
If you're a person of color, you damn sure gonna.
Yeah, you gonna need
at
it
at some point or another. So,
also quickly, their name is Christian, so it's Christian Brothers, like the brandy. So I like them anyway. You know what I mean? You ever been Christian Brothers?
You really turned them kids into like a liquor ad.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Kay. Christian Brothers, get that endorsement, get that money, get that check.
Okay, Dustin.
They brought their checks, DB.
All right, so
was that a Jocelyn impersonation?
Get that money.
You know who does a really fucking good Jocelyn impression?
Everybody.
Sky Townsend.
Oh, she's good at impressions, God. Period. So though.
Like the best.
I've been waiting for her to pop off. Like, she's been in the game for a minute.
She's
like,
pretty. She can sing and she kills.
Gorgeous. I love her.
Gorgeous.
Love her. Okay, so let's do the hot topics for the week.
And, here you go.
So yeah, just don't mind if you hear any, you know, flickerings and things in the background, or I don't know, whatever. It's just, it's a normal show.
Yeah.
So, friends, do you want to, it's Hot Topics again, so we're all going to roll our eyes no less than five times. But do you want to start with, it's going to suck either way, Chris Brown or Karrueche?
Nope.
Or Danity Kane?
Ooh.
Let's do Danity Kane, because I feel like y'all actually gonna have opinions about this, and I'm looking forward to hearing
it. Okay, so Chris and Karrueche are out.
Hold on, really, before we start, for Danity Kane, I just want you to know, Crystal.
Do you want me to acknowledge something?
Yes. Do you know what it is?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, you know Danity Kane songs.
I do. I know Damaged.
And
The Irony.
You're like a karaoke machine.
Is there another one?
Right, and I want you to apologize for blaming me for listening.
Because it's your fault. really? Are you going to do this right now?
It's not even fault.
Why else would I listen to Danity Kane? Really though. Really
honestly,
though.
Honestly, you know, fuck Danity Kane with this whole breakup business, but they do still have a good staple in pop music. So, okay. I feel like you should still acknowledge that.
Maybe a paper clip.
I don't mean like, great.
Maybe a butterfly.
I'm not saying these
clip.
Bitches made history.
A push pin.
I'm right. Not saying they made history.
A thumbtack.
Right.
Them bitches is a ripped up post-it. You're not about to give them.
She said a post-it.
You're not about to give them more than what they got.
Remember that sticky clay they used to put on them?
And I don't know no song other than Damaged.
Rubber cement.
No. You're so correct.
But Dawn is dope. Much. You know what? Fuck that. Let's have the Danity Kane conversation.
Yeah, no.
Yes,
okay, well,
right
let me go.
Go
Each one
it.
Of these has to have. All right. So the update here is that Don Richard, that's your friend. I'm sorry. Don Richard has come forth and spoken on the situation, the breakup. And basically, she said the video that was leaked by Aubrey and probably one of Aubrey's cousins or her mama or somebody. That video that was leaked of them in the dance studio blaming Don being late and all that shit was apparently staged, as Don says. And it was supposed to be part of some reality show that they were working on that God only knows who was going to put on television. Maybe like Lifetime.
Okay. E, like the great.
So that whole fight video where the police were allegedly called and all that, that was just promotional bullshit.
No, I don't know.
Okay.
Or care. But
Asante, that's your friend. Do you have an opinion on this? Or
not? I'm not finished.
Oh.
She also says
there's something else.
That the reason that she went upside Aubrey's scalp is because they were having secret sessions where they removed vocals. They removed Dawn's vocals to try and make their own vocals stand out. And Dawn says that she was up all night in the studio with them. They had to, you know, order pizzas and shit. And 5-hour energies were taken because she spent all night trying to help them produce their own vocals. And she did her own work. And she's just so upset about it. And she handled it the wrong way. But, you know, sometimes bitches need stitches. That's what I took away from
her. That's what I gathered from
her statement,
too.
You know, and she's basically saying, take it how you want to. You can support them or not. She's fine with it. She's about to go out here and, you know, I don't know.
Get
play,
this
yeah,
money.
You good or whatever the fuck. What? Yeah, you would. What was that song on Dirty Money? Dirty Money's album Slade.
Dirty
that's
Money's
thank
Slade.
You. Like, it's Slade.
Dawn definitely.
Dawn is just. Okay.
Well, first, let me. I just need to go on record saying
look
this.
Look at y'all.
Aubrey probably deserved it. I mean, and not for nothing.
For
the band
dying,
fought.
For dying them dogs pink. What she deserved.
Now, hello. Because what? Every one of those dogs looks like somebody come and get me.
Her dogs look like Kesha. Aubrey's dogs look like Kesha.
I'm just going to Google because.
Have you never seen her dogs that she threw into like a bottle of Kool-Aid?
I only just saw her the other day in that ridiculous fake ass that she bought.
Her dogs look like a Zephyr Hills bottle full of Crystal Light.
Okay, so this is where I just go ahead and let y'all have this conversation.
They look like
because
that
I
palm.
Can't.
You know that palm pomegranate juice?
Anyway.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah. How do you Asante, feel, yes. Asante, about what she said, your friend?
I mean, I think it's important to acknowledge that the band, they fought every other night in the house. So if Aubrey really felt offended about getting punched, she should have punched her back. I mean, let's just fight this shit out, because they did these big statements about how unfair it is to the fans. If you really fucking cared, you would have just took the punch and sucked it up. Like, don't.
You could tell they wrote them themselves too, because they were too long. They were too long. Them hoes were
New Testament ass motherfucking.
Yeah, they knew.
This lengthy ass, the thousand JK commandments. Ass. Yeah.
I hate
what,
y'all.
Bitch? Who is your Danity? This is my problem.
Term, they
them,
wrote
right?
them hoes wrote terms and conditions and thought we was gonna read.
And thought we were gonna sit like, here and
really
waste our time.
Was
at the end of the day, Dawn is
out.
A Dawn is a much better musician and artist than the
by
other
her,
girls
by
were,
herself.
And by herself. So I think that she has a hard time, kind of. I hate to say it because I'm
dumbing
not trying to make the
down.
Obvious implications, but yeah, dumbing herself down to work with them on that level. Her shit sounds totally different. Not just the sound,
right.
But it's a better quality.
She was good in Danity Kane, and Danity Kane was good for what it was. But when she was able to like be independent and express herself and create her music like the way that she wanted to, without someone like, come on,
what?
Now. 86 what? Is my shit. Like, she was a great artist on her own.
Yeah.
So, all
still
of
is.
This drama.
Still
and
is.
I said, Tay.
You did.
When
you
they
did.
Released that logo that every queen in Brooklyn put on their goddamn Instagrams for a week. When they released that same DK logo that they had before. And everyone was like, woo, Danny Kane's back. I said, this is some bullshit. And I don't know why Dawn would do this. Because she
was
doing so great by her goddamn
I didn't think
self.
It was going to go over well. I really think, you know, honestly, I feel like she didn't want to do it initially anyway, but the only reason she did it this time around was really for the fans.
I feel like she did it for the money.
It was set up too sloppily to have been for the
because
money.
Because even like, when even in these explanations that she just the same shit, she kept talking about how the money was this and we had this money coming and then we messed up the producer's money because of the fight. Like
she went
the word money
the
kept
point.
Using. She kept saying, "Bitch, I did this for
like,
the coin."
Like she went like, straight to the point.
Well, yeah, everybody loves a check. Like
come on.
Everybody loves a check.
I mean, that's a word.
I mean,
I personally enjoy checks. Okay. Every time I get them, like, I'm never mad. So,
I look unfortunately, the other girls didn't stay focused
I look
on
to
the money.
You.
Ain't that it? Just got a check and was just like, will you look
I
at God?
Look to you.
Moving and having his baby.
When I felt my hope was gone. Okay, let's not.
Nope.
Anyway.
We're going to cross a line here.
So, Danity Kane, you know, I just, this is my thing with the group in general. I feel like the group was fun the way that it happened, when it happened. And I feel like Danity Kane, a lot of fans were attached to Danity Kane because we saw the creation of them.
Right.
And we saw, like, you know what I mean? We saw
yeah.
them.
We bonded
yeah.
with them. We were in the house with
right.
them.
Right.
Artist through, development.
We went through
nigga.
Jason with them. Yeah.
But we can't be they surprised. Not. The reason I knew this wasn't going to happen is because they were reality stars first.
First.
Before they were a music, before they were a group, before they had a name, they were on reality TV. And that's already enough to
but
show
you, know
you
what?
This shit wasn't going to work. Andrea
and they forgot
was like,
that.
My uterus
that's
is full,
real.
Bitch.
That's real.
In approximately 9 months, I'm going to have. My titties are gonna be leaking. I don't have time for your bullshit today. Mm-hmm. I have got to go.
Yeah.
And Shannon's always just been there as long as somebody called her ass.
She's
so
they were never smart like with this comeback around. Because honestly, like the whole thing happened with D Woods. Everybody loves Danity Kane as five. Like I may not have appreciated D Woods. Crystal don't even know who that is. But
she like D Woods, the country,
but
the forest, motherfucker. D Woods.
I mean, that's not inaccurate, but I have at least heard that
no,
name
I'm
before.
Just saying, okay.
But I remember
okay.
when they did this comeback shit, I remember Tay saying, I wish Dawn would just stay like a solo artist yeah. because apparently her music and shit was
you,
better
you personally
when she was
like
all
it.
By herself.
Yeah. When Juanita didn't
you know,
join
know.
The group, and again, she wasn't invited to join the group for some shady shit, but when she went a part of the group, I was like, that already shows
yeah.
you that this is not about to be nothing. Like,
exactly.
Stop.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm not surprised that
honestly,
this happened.
I, like
I would actually like to see them.
The
I mean, I'd like
potential.
To see the footage of the fight. And that's like the only interest that I have here.
You know
all.
What? The trio had a lot of potential, but the trio also sparked a lot of this jealousy too. Because when you look at the performances,
the family fucked my husband.
Do you remember Dustin when we watched them perform Lemonade and how they
yeah,
slayed
they
as the trio?
Off.
But Dawn opened the track, slayed it. She
yes.
slayed the whole performance.
Yeah.
So of course they're gonna try to like
Dawn
take her out.
Dawn is the star.
Donna is a star. She has star potential. Mm-hmm. And the rest of them are just, I feel like Shannon, like someone called Shannon and was like, hey girl, do you want to do this? And she was like, well, I got Pilates at six, but I'm going to call them and just like, whatever. And then, you know, Aubrey will leave this and Aubrey will do another reality show or she'll be on like Dr. Drew. What is that shit called? Celebrity Rehab. She'll be on one of these fucking reality she'll be on one of these reality
you
shows.
You ain't shit.
And then do something like that.
But I'm not far
you
from
you. You know, but whatever. God bless him.
Amen.
Okay. Next are we can skip Chris Brown and Karrueche.
They skipped themselves. You know the motherfuckers. They're literally
like a skipping record. Like, it's just like, the same current.
Are you gonna talk about the Instagram post?
From today?
Yeah. Something about do you she want need to have this baby.
I mean, we can.
Shit.
I actually saw it. So, oh, you don't
Chris
know?
Brown I don't know.
I know something somebody else don't.
About Chris Brown and Karrueche, too.
About Chris Brown.
Moving on up.
So, y'all weren't going to join me in my clapping?
Oh, my hands are full, darling.
Okay, so Chris Brown posted a photo today of Karrueche. Let's keep in mind. And I said I wasn't going to talk about them anymore because I just don't. It's just, it's so tired. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I am Eunice.
But this is funny.
Anyway, just like a week and a half ago, they deleted all pictures of each other from their social media and were putting all these cryptic messages, which when y'all break up with each other, stop assaulting my timelines with your deep love quotes. I don't want to hear no more about, you know, love is like a river and sometimes it stops babbling or whatever the fuck.
And that goes for all of y'all.
Leave us anyway.
Because listen, when Trey Songz and Drake broke up, they didn't do none of that shit.
None of it. They put out some good music.
Yep.
And left us the
and,
fuck
and
alone.
Prospered. Both of them.
Oh, what?
Moved
can't
the
be
fuck
friends?
On, okay?
Listen, around the Drake, Trey Songz era, Drake's music is still great.
There was
Trey
some great,
Songz is cute.
Some yeah.
Great, you know, but they.
I've just always heard that Can't Be Friends was about Drake, which I just figured was like, you know, nigga legend and not
We're
anything to be taken. Okay,
point.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't Be Friends like Deborah Cox and them.
No.
No, not that we can't be friends.
Wait a minute.
Listen.
To
so,
just
no. Y'all, I was about to say, we was going
you,
the fuck off to that song in high school.
The hell out of that right now. Let me tell you.
The RL part or the
just now?
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like last.
Listen, the point.
Oh yeah, there's a point.
The green.
Chris Brown posted a photo today. Again, they broke up like maybe 2 weeks ago, and I said, "Girl, they're gonna get back together as soon as 106 Apart come back on," and that's exactly what they did. So now this nigga posted a photo of her as his woman crush Wednesday, and the caption says, and I quote, "Damn near 5 years," which I didn't even know that's how long they've been on. "Damn near 5 years, and this woman's still putting up with my shit. Need to have this baby and stop playing my WCW." First things first, yeah. I Papa freaks all the honeys.
No.
Chris, why wouldn't you just say she needs to marry me? Like,
and that was the first thing I noticed. You talking about 5 years and she's still down with you even though you a big ass piece of shit, and then you said I need to go on and shoot up the club instead of I need to go on and like walk down the aisle, bitch, really?
Why do niggas just
Karrueche
skip
is too
right
pretty
on
for
over
this? And the last time we talked about her, and I said that she would always be Chris's cum dumpster, and here we are again with her in
Wait,
the same
did you
place.
Say that?
I did, and a Whoa. Bunch of Karrueche stands. Well, like two, but that's a lot for Karrueche. They all, well, the both of them bum rushed me on the internet.
I mean, that's really
Oh my
mean.
God, you said that on the internet?
I said that on the internet. No, I said it on the show.
I told y'all a long time
but
ago.
But look at how many times Karrueche has gone back to Chris Brown since I even
told
made
y'all
that
a
remark.
A long time ago, leave us alone. This is a classic case.
He did.
This here is another example of us
really
knowing something about them that we did not need
exactly
to know.
Exactly.
Why did he have to tell us? That you know, she put up with her 5 years and have a baby. We didn't ask them a motherfucking nothing.
Not one.
Not shit.
Who asked
But
for
they
this?
Gave, leave us alone. Back the fuck up off me. Give me 50 feet, flat out. Leave me alone. You know what I'm saying?
Holler
at me in 2 weeks.
Have a baby for what?
And the thing about it is.
Why I gotta know.
Chris Brown's gonna be a daddy in 2015. I'm saying it right
that
now.
That nigga probably a daddy
he's,
now.
I mean, he's, like, he's going to be an
he
out.
Claim one next
yes,
year.
Yes, he's going to be wow. claiming a baby
yes.
next year. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't be surprised mm-hmm. if she announces that she's pregnant by the holidays.
So if they break up again, is he gonna delete all the pictures of the baby off Instagram too? Since that's half her? What the fuck? Like, these niggas. No, these kids is young and immature and stupid. And thank every you. Time they choose to put themselves in the news again, I'm flabbergasted as fuck.
Why do
because
we
y'all
know?
Shut the fuck up.
Shut what
Karrueche followed it with another photo. Oh, she made him her man crush and said, love is friends. We love, we laugh, we fight. It's complicated and I can't explain it.
We didn't ask not- you. Did she talk?
Does but she it's talk not like for that? You. I don't know. But it's not for you to understand but us, my MCM. Like,
who demanded this information be made public, though?
Man, leave me the fuck alone, dog.
Like, girl,
and then you sitting with alone. Kiki Palmer and your ass is crying, oh. talking about how Rihanna stands oh. come for you because they know all your business, queen.
Duh, stupid ass bitch.
Like, leave, like
shut the fuck
and
up.
And because Rihanna better. Like, you playing yourself even bringing that like, you playing yourself even bringing that shit up because Rihanna, like, come on, Rihanna or Karrueche.
And you know what? Being totally honest, Karrueche is gorgeous. Like, she really
but
is a beautiful girl.
It don't matter,
girl.
Nigga. Rihanna.
But
nigga,
Rihanna is stunning.
The thing about Karrueche
fuck
is,
that.
Like
everything about that bitch, the way she looked, the way she dressed, her name stand out. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody really you like her at first. Stopped. Now everybody love her, nigga. Rihanna, flat out.
You don't
who
think
the fuck go to Karrueche? What the fuck is Karrueche?
Okay, that's
next
okay,
to Rihanna.
All right, all right,
next all right. to Rihanna.
Okay, okay. You,
next to
why don't
Rihanna.
You take you a swallow of water?
I don't need yeah. that nah, shit. Like, that's Karrueche. That's that Karrueche shit.
The green experiment.
The good part is up here. The Karrueche
nah,
shit down there.
Pick
nigga,
you up
Rihanna.
That cold water.
Let's focus.
Pick it up.
That's crazy as
fuck. Let's
so,
just stay focused on the cinnamon girl.
You gotta be a dumb motherfucker to want to talk about Karrueche.
Let's just stay focused on the cinnamon girl.
Shut the hell up.
The thing for me, Karrueche, I just feel like she seems like she's very sweet and she seems, you know, like a nice girl. She's very pretty. I can see why people pay attention to her.
Yeah.
However, she's just so dumb.
Talk about
and maybe
it.
She's not, but you have to understand, Karrueche, given given what you provide us with,
yes.
I have no... I can't do anything but assume that you're
no
a dummy.
Option.
You know, and so, like, it's no shade, sweetie. You're probably so nice, and you could probably pick out a really nice outfit and maybe a floral crown. And I just, I really don't. I want you to be happy. But this is a message for you, Karrueche Tran. Don't do it. Please don't do it. If you go in, you gonna be going through it for life. If you let him go in,
we all go through it.
And then we all gonna go through it and I will block you. So I don't like, I will mute however you spell your name. I can't do it any, don't do it. At the very least, explain to him that he needs to learn to commit to you, whatever it is that you niggas be fighting about, put a ring on it and act like Beyonce and Jay-Z do. Leave us alone. Force us to mind our goddamn business.
Amen.
I promise you I'll mind mine. I promise you I will. Mm-hmm. And that is the blackest end of it. Chris, nigga, see you at the tattoo shop.
Okay.
Let's move forward.
I don't think there's anything else to be said about
not
that.
A word.
I actually prefer to talk about Rihanna instead of whoever we were just talking
y'all are
about,
the
entire time. Because I know we saw Karrueche in D.C.
I mean,
or something,
you went
but
off
I don't.
For 15 minutes.
I just told y'all.
So I was next more story. Interested.
Karrueche is like
next
a Tumblr girl.
Story.
It's not a big thing.
Kevin Hart denies that he proposed to his wife the same day as the premiere of Atlanta Exes.
Ooh.
So, Crystal.
Yes.
Did you watch Atlanta Exes?
Did
we all watch Atlanta Exes?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I wouldn't say watch. Watch
skimmed.
Watch sounds like I've set my eyes on that program and did not remove until it went off. And
did
that's not the case.
Did you come across this program?
Yes. I sporadically happened to catch scenes from that show. I'll say that.
And Would you say you watched at least 75% of the program?
No, I would not. I would say that I fell asleep a significant amount of time before the 75% mark.
So, Atlanta Exes is a show that premiered this one of these days, girl. What was it, Monday? Is
it? I thought it was yesterday. Wasn't
it was Monday.
Okay. It was Monday.
It airs after Love and Script Hop. It is a show that is literally about women in Atlanta being exes of some famous niggas. I will get to that in a moment. The cast consists of Tamika Raymond, ex-wife of Usher, Christina Johnson, ex-wife of CeeLo Green, Monietta Shaw, ex-fiance of Neo, Sheree Buchanan, which I love that we have.
Another one.
Sheree Buchanan, ex-wife of Ray Buchanan, and Tori Hart.
Oh, I hate her.
Ex-wife of Kevin Hart.
Acorn.
I call her Dreadster Dean because she looks like Esther Dean to me.
She does. See? But like if she were a squirrel.
All right.
Okay.
So Kevin Hart came out and said that he, congratulations, Kevin Hart. By the way, he's engaged to his love, this light-skinned girl. And posted this photo on Instagram of how he proposed in this big ass diamond and all that. It just happened to be the same day as the premiere. So people are blaming him and saying that he's, you know, trying to shit on her little attempt to be known or what have you. And he came forward and basically explained that he wishes her the best. And the same day that the show premiered happened to actually be his fiance's birthday. Mm-hmm. And so he proposed to her on her birthday and it just so happened to be blah, blah, blah. My thing is, okay, whatever. I don't even really care. Mm-hmm. But Atlanta Exes.
Okay.
Why would you want to be on a show where your literal point is that you used to date somebody?
Right.
You're the butt of the joke. Like in general.
Like you have there's no choice. You just gonna look bitter.
Isn't that
there's
so terrible?
You can't get around that.
You signed the contract knowing humiliation was just around the corner. I can't fathom that. Why would you go on a show knowing the main thing you was going to talk about is how you used to be with somebody way richer than you and it didn't work out?
And more.
And you know what?
Why would you do this?
If they really marketed it properly, it could have been about these women just stepping out on their own. Like, you know, coming
I think that's what they're trying to do.
Right.
Like trick.
By talking about their exes
so bad.
24/7.
Right.
Of broken hearts.
Like it should have just. Right, it could have been like
a first wives club looking assholes.
Exactly, but ain't nobody do it right. So it looks like this.
Ain't nobody.
You have Tamika
right.
Raymond on here, who I thought I was gonna like. I thought we were gonna, because it was Tamika Raymond. I thought she was gonna come on this show and be like a better person, someone we like. And it's like, nope. There's that bitch we all hated before we tuned in.
Tamika, I feel bad for her, given the loss of her son and stuff like that. But I still don't like her. I don't like her. I don't like her highlights. I don't like the way she hold her mouth like she just ate a sour pickle. I don't like nothing about her. I don't like her attitude. I don't like the way she talked to people.
Right.
I don't like the way that she behaved in the media and shit when she was with Usher. I just don't really care for her. But it's like, how can I sit here and look at her sprawl out in her closet floor crying about her baby? Like, obviously I feel bad for you,
right?
But you suck.
She got a golden ticket with that, like, okay, that she didn't really ask for, but okay, it still was a golden ticket. Like, you can't fuck with a dead kid, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's unfuckwittable.
It's,
you know,
like,
what I mean?
It gives her a new start.
Right.
And so, like you're saying, Tay,
right,
like you would like to see her do this show and be like, I went through something like tremendously terrible, and here I am trying to piece my life together and be, cool.
Exactly.
No.
But
not her at
ass
all.
Is up
but
here.
It didn't work out like
she's
that.
Acting like her hurt is, worse. Like she's leveling everyone else's
literally,
hurt.
Literally.
Like she's not even trying to hear anybody else's problems.
I
she wants it to be about
so
her.
So much deeper than the rest of the ladies.
I hurt so deep. I'm having this party. I'm going to talk shit about you, continuously.
Although that white table. Bra was heinous.
Yeah. You know what?
She said it should be
Let's
illegal.
Talk about that.
Although, if you follow Tamika on Twitter, which I do.
Okay.
Wait, what?
I don't know anything about her, really. It was just a few years ago. I randomly followed her, and I think she randomly followed me back, and so I've just always had her on my timeline.
Okay.
But I don't actually know, when people talk about her attitude and everything, I'm always like, I have no idea what you're talking about, because I never followed her marriage to Usher. Not really. So what I know is basically, what anybody who listens to gossipy shit would know about her. I don't really know. Anyway, my point is that Tamika has been talking for like the past few weeks about this show coming out, and you just have to remember that a lot of shit is for entertainment value and see, stuff is put together for TV, you know, right, and there. Blah, 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 blah. So I think she's saying, you know, like she is fully aware that she is playing into a role for the purpose of a check. Yeah, no, because she has been saying like this is spliced and edited to look a certain way. Like,
well, that still doesn't make me like her.
I know. I'm just saying. I'm saying she's definitely aware that she's doing it for a check. Like, she is like
the only other thing.
Obviously, playing a role.
Her son and Usher are the same age. Did you like?
Okay,
that nigga was a grown man.
That was a get musty ass, got a car ass, car note having ass, grown ass man. And it was her kid, so it was just so confusing.
The only thing,
and reaffirming of the fact this that nigga really was running
things. He was running things at that damn charity drive. Like, he has a job,
right?
And bills. I like, this grown ass nigga
a
on this 401k.
Hopefully, Neo's mama. I love her so much. she gives me like she would be Mama D's sister that like spent the most of her life taking care of their mama,
but like twice removed to Mama Lucy,
and then like makes bomb ass greens, mm-hmm. and like cusses, mm-hmm. and smokes blacks, mm-hmm. and like that's what she gives me, and like reads like real good books. And no, it's like African American history. That's what Nia's mama gave me. Okay. Like, I am a fan of her.
And she told Manietta, she told her, my son is, Manietta was like, she's asking her something about them getting back together, breaking up, whatever. And Neo's mom was like, she was being like nice, but nice nasty. She was like, I understand. And you know, you're being here. You know, my son is a man of means. You know, he don't have to be paid.
That was it.
He can go do what he got to do. Right. But he still took care of you. Like, in other words, he really don't have to. You know what I'm saying? He got it like that. So
maybe watch what the fuck you say. Right.
Speaking of reality shows, the cast of Love and Hip Hop Hollywood has come forward.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't need to know whatever this is.
It consists of Ray J. I just want to read what the marketing email apparently says. Ray J, recording artist who has been romantically linked to several well-known names in recent years. Currently, he seems inseparable from his best friend and executive assistant, Morgan Hartman. So what Mona is doing is she's sending out press releases and giving you like the setup for the story, mm-hmm. which we don't really.
So like now that we know it's fake, it's okay to do the market this way. Okay.
How do you have an executive assistant if you're not an executive?
Right.
I'm Soulja just so
Boy,
puzzled.
YouTube sensation with his hit Crank That.
Soulja Boy, tell him.
Romantically linked to R&B royalty Nia Riley.
Who?
Daughter of Grammy award winning music Carucci. Producer, singer, songwriter Teddy Riley.
Riley?
Yeah.
So, is she known for something else?
I don't know.
No, she's just Teddy Riley's daughter.
Does Teddy Riley know about this? I don't think.
The rest of the cast is Omarion, who just became a daddy.
I am so sorry. I am so sorry.
Lil Fizz, former band member of R&B band B2K, who, although he shares a child with ex-girlfriend Monique Slaughter, which is so funny to me because in Miami, the term we use the word slaughter as... Oh, like it's like another way.
Wait, is the fine one from B2K gonna be in it too?
Like the light skin. Wait, which one is the fine? He's the light skin one. The dark skin one. Jay Boog.
Yeah, is he gonna be on the show?
Maybe he'll make an opinion appearance.
Well, why the fuck is B2K on the show without
I have
B2K?
No bloody idea. Young Berg, Grammy nominated producer and musician. He has worked with artists such as Lil Wayne, Tierra Marie, actress and R&B songstress. She's not talented.
She's not a songstress.
An ex-girlfriend to Ray J, popular for her hit song Make Her Feel Good. Hazel E, former celebrity publicist.
What are all these words?
Yessie Ortiz, voice of LA.
Okay.
DJ, music director for hip hop radio station Power 106.
Is this a joke?
Sincere, a premier club.
Oh,
I'm trying to make
more.
It exciting.
How many people are here on this show?
At the last one, it literally says she's an heir to her family's real estate fortune. This is about to be
a mess.
The biggest sack of bullshit, and I'm watching every goddamn second.
Is it Kadaya? Is she the last one?
Nikki Murdaris.
Oh,
never heard
of it. I did not understand a word you said. I don't know what
kind of language.
I didn't recognize one word.
Wait. I can't. And I know it's going to be trash. I just, like, I'm going to hate it. I know I'm
going to hate it.
But Omarion, where the fuck
Ray J might be worth it just for all the shit he talks about. Let me tell you something.
Mona had to have gone through so much bullshit in casting for her to be like, somebody just call Lil Fizz. Just call Lil Fizz and ask her what she's doing on Thursday. Can I just
say, the magic of this ratchet ass, like, fake celebrity show, like, she all-star casted this bullshit with all these, like, Z-list celebs.
God, this is bad.
And it's in L.A. Like, these ratchet-ass niggas are gonna act a plum fucking fool in Hollywood. Like, what?
The fact that Ray J is the top billed name in this cast.
I mean, are you surprised?
It just...
I can't wait for the gifts.
Ray J has been on reality TV
for, like, 15 years.
It's going to be so bad.
It's a career.
I was doing first, second, and third lunch for as long as Ray J has been on reality TV. Like, girl, if I had one wish, you'd leave me the fuck out of it.
Wow. I remember when he was so cute, like, way back in the day.
Yes. I hated him when he was Dorian.
I'm talking about when he was in the Best Friend video.
Oh, that was
like,
cute.
Like, that far back. Yeah, he was cute then.
And he was a pill then, too.
I don't know. He's just, this is terrible. I'm going to look at the first one, but if it's bad like Atlanta, I will not watch it. All I know is that
Sonya gave me.
No, I know the fuck I won't.
All I know is that Sonya gave me Brandy, and I need for her to give me a new album. 211-2, 212,
right.
313. Right. I don't care what
you market the fuck out of this shit.
227.
Bitch better have a tour. Bitch better have a tour, okay? And heat it up.
Because why she don't perform? She can actually sing.
Right.
And she's fun and like relatable and down to her. Anyway, I'll stand for Brandy.
I think she lets people on the internet get to her though. I think she's one of those.
I mean, she's human.
Like a Jhené Aiko.
Well, somebody put me in contact with Brandy. I will give
Jhené Aiko is in my mentions twice a week because somebody said some shitty shit to her and added me in it. And so the other day I just be like, girl, I am never talking about you. Like,
did everybody see the Nicki Minaj Anaconda video?
Yes.
I did. And I actually looked at that because I thought you was gonna talk about
it. Justin, did you watch the video?
Ass everywhere. Right?
Let me tell you,
the whole thing was a butt cheek. That was the whole video.
I hate the song.
Let me tell you something.
So much.
DJs, listen up. Please play the original track behind Anaconda when you blast this shit in the club.
Right.
Because when the song was at the end, they were, you know, doing a fuller loop of the sample. Like, it
but
was
that's
high.
Like the worst part, which
I got a big fat ass on my big bitch.
That's what I'm saying.
Face,
just take the instrumental.
Bitches, fuck you.
Yeah. That whole tirade at the end, I was just like, did she just go off of
Like, are we doing that again?
All that money in the studio just to say that.
Right. And wasted this time in this beautiful ass video you said you paid for. Like,
I
can do that.
But Nicki Minaj needs to go ahead and start whoever it was who gave that to her.
Mm-hmm.
You need to just provide references. You need to give these bitches
because it looks good.
Because it's great. Like, we all know, you know, you pay for it, and like, who cares? I personally feel like, ladies, feel comfortable in the skin you're in, but if you want to add something extra, you know, go on down to the doctor and do it. As long as you don't look ridiculous, just get something reasonable. Kelly Rowland got breast implants; they look fantastic.
Her nose is
crooked.
Good too.
They, you know, what I'm saying they look right.
Mm-hmm.
Nicki Minaj got a big old ass, but it moves. It's got like a buoyancy. Yep. It's got like it jiggles. Mm-hmm. And
like she did her research.
There's a science to it, and she has studied, and it looks fantastic.
It does.
I thought that she gave us a little bit of choreography in those chairs. I thought that was, you know, kind of cute. So I saw it for the video. I hate the song.
The song is wretched. Yeah. It is.
Like, it's so terrible. It sucks so bad.
But when I was listening, I was thinking Gay Club, and then she shouted out all the big ass bitches in the club, and I was like, "Yep, that's exactly what the fuck I thought." Like, this is gonna be. You're gonna clear the floor when they play it in the club. Honestly, that's what's going to happen.
Somebody gonna make a hot remix to that beat.
I'm gonna tell you,
it's gonna be hot.
I'm gonna tell you what they used to clear the floor on. This is kind of unrelated, but I can tell you what they used to clear the floor on and go off on in the club. when Run the World came out.
Oh yeah, that's
when
Run the World and Single Ladies were moving.
Oh god, Single Ladies.
Single Ladies was move. Like if you don't, saw her shaking just her
shoulders, when they saw her shaking her shoulders in the Run the World video at the beginning, everybody just stopped.
You tried. Like, oh, and you can sit up here and act like you didn't try. You did it. You did it. Everyone did it. Everyone has done it.
I never could get them shoulders right.
I stopped in the middle of Target. They were playing this. I was on the phone, and y'all know I hate when it's loud in the store and I'm on the phone. But they was playing Run the World. I got them shoulders going. I was like, oh, girl, I have to stop what I'm doing.
It's hard to not do it.
I'm telling you. That's when we took the whole thing serious.
When niggas made you clear a spot off the wall because they thought they was going to try to run up it like Beyonce do in the video. Bitch, I'm not moving off this wall because you're not going.
You don't need no more space than this.
You don't need it. Just act it out, girl.
They was doing parkour in the club.
Back to Nicki Minaj, though.
Oh,
congratulations.
Right.
Fantastic video. A queen once told me, since we were talking about the gay clip, that because I feel like maybe she got, like, saline. There was this drag queen that told me, and this could be 100% false, but she told me that you, like, when you get silicone ass injections, most of them get those because I guess it's, like, firmer or gives you the look and it, like, stands the way that you might want it to, whereas saline's a little bit. But saline makes it jiggle, and saline's not as, like, toxic. Mm-hmm. And so, like, apparently, I feel like that might be, whatever it is.
I've heard that exact same thing about breast implants, so that's probably 50-50. True.
Exactly. Maybe she got
she
got an Arnold Palmer.
Right.
Yeah. So that must be what it is.
Or maybe it's because she actually does work out. Because you can tell by her body that she spends time in the gym.
She definitely does work out.
So maybe it's the fact that she got a nice.
Got him.
I'm ignoring y'all.
The green experiment.
All I know is I heard that the silicone is the ones that make your ass look like a dance sport bag. So,
okay. If you want. Is that it? Because
those are the hot topics.
Okay.
We're finished with the hot topics.
We will just be back at some.
Yeah, let's take a break and pay some bills. Hey guys, don't forget to check out our sponsors over at Audible. As always, if you go to audiblepodcast.com/the read, you can get a free 30-day trial as well as a free audiobook. You know I always talk about my favorite book, The Four Agreements. It's on there as well as over 150,000 titles you can choose from. Fiction, nonfiction, bestsellers, every category imaginable. Unlike a streaming or a rental device, with Audible, you own your books.
Yes, guys, and you can download and listen on your iPhone, iPod, Android, Kindle Fire, Windows Phone, and over 500 different MP3 players. As you know, I just started a book club, and we are reading Americana by Chimamanda, and that is available through Audible. So if you want that to be your free book, go ahead and download it. We had to push back our discussion, probably going to be around August 31st or so. So you have some time, head on over to audiblepodcast.com/the read, and you can download Americana or one of their other amazing books for free and get a free 30-day trial. Let them know the read sent you. We know you guys are going to love Audible.
That's right. Audiblepodcast.com/the read. Go check them out and let's continue the show. And we're back.
Straight up now, tell me, do you really want to love me forever?
That was unnecessary.
It was.
So.
It was petty.
Time for listener letters.
Yes, it is. If you have questions, send them to asktheread@gmail.com and we just may read it on the show. Our first one comes from Diana, who says, hello, Crystal and Kid Fury. I recently introduced a girlfriend of mine to The Read and to Kid Fury's YouTube, and she loves them. The only problem is that she has started talking the way Kid Fury does. Oh, she's basically being extremely extra, and as Kid Fury would put it, she is giving me too much. I don't know how to tell her to dial it down.
I know, right?
I can't have a
I know.
Right? I can't have a regular conversation with her anymore without her doing the most. Please help.
This is a very interesting question.
It is. What do you do?
I'm finna go off.
Okay, you do that. I want to hear it. Okay.
Well, first of all, what do you mean? I'll take the L. What do you mean? What the fuck you mean she's doing extra and too much and talking like Kid Fury? What the fuck you trying to say? And that's an inadvertent insult. You need to be a more critical thinker before you write some bullshit like that. What do you mean her talking like you is too much?
I get what the fuck you trying to say,
but you said it wrong. And she was disrespectful. That was disrespectful as hell.
Uh-oh.
I didn't get that vibe at all, actually. I just thought she meant the friend was being annoying.
Because she was
saying
like,
everything annoying. No, but just like copying him and just always imitating him, that would be annoying. Like if you had a friend who talked like Jocelyn Fuck Hernandez that. All the time, you would be like, okay, shut no, up, goddamn.
They both would just talk like that.
Oh, okay. Right.
No, but a friend that like talked one way.
A friend
way
like has a regular voice.
I found the shit to be very disrespectful.
Like everybody is trying to like explain.
Right.
I know.
I found that to be very disrespectful. I'm just going to tell you.
So.
Oh, bitch.
So anyway,
I
don't really know how to respond to that. I think that I would just say, hey, you're getting on my nerves. You're acting kind of extra. And can you just behave the way that you used to before you saw that sickening young chocolate guy on YouTube? Because, I mean, like, extra to me is like, I don't like people who be, like, doing the most in conversation. Like, the way that I speak is the way that I speak. Like, this is just the way that I am. Uh-huh. But when you see, like, Tamar, for instance, when she's
there you go.
Like, bouncing up or down in her seat all the goddamn time, like she got Parkinson's, she's just, girl, and speaks in the third person and all this. Like, that is like, why does anyone ever say, hey, stop? But that might just be how she actually is.
I mean, but there's no way she has always been that like that. She wouldn't have any friends. Like, nobody would talk to her.
I just assume that she went to, like, a lot of drag shows.
I just assume that that's something she does because she knows that there are certain people who just like completely love that shit and eat it up, and that's like part of her whole act now.
I just assume that.
Because when does she not do it?
It sounds like she grew up somewhere in an environment that was loud, so like maybe next to a train station or where everybody in the household where everybody in the household had to talk loud because she's always so loud naturally like this. So it's like she's accustomed to having to raise her voice to be heard. That's what I got.
Like a train station.
Yeah, like somewhere that was like they lived in Grand Central Station or something like that. And so they always have to yell at each other to be heard. Like that, like
you don't want none of that water.
It's Tamar Braxton. She can sing her ass off though.
I don't really know what talking like me. I don't know what that is.
Thank you.
But
what the fuck
know, it's like she's talking like the shit black gays say video. Like I know what this girl
but that's
is saying.
Literally not. That's not me. Sorry, that's the way that black gay people
right,
speak sometimes.
But like after seeing your videos and like hearing the way you talk, she says that shit.
Whatever. Nope. If you think that something that I say is funny, thank God. I mean, thank God. Thank you. I'm so honored.
Good. Oh God. Okay.
Whatever. But
see,
I would
you get it. I knew it.
I mean, in general, what I'm like, if you feel like your friend's behavior changes, then just say, I feel like your behavior is changing and it's just kind of annoying. Because aside from me, sometimes anything could happen. Like your friend could get a raise and start acting different. Like, you know, like you are a new man or whatever. But just have a conversation with her and be like, you're getting on my nerves. Stop. That's okay. It. If she's your real friend, she should be able to get past it.
Do you want to do a question about a relationship or a question about anti...
Relationship.
Well, the other one is like homophobia at work related.
Relationship.
Let's do both.
Okay. Okay, well, let's start with the relationship one. This is from Alexis, and it says, my boyfriend and I have been seeing each other for a few months, but we've been friends for 4 years. He is sweet, caring, loving, and a gentleman. There's just one problem. He is very immature. One of the main reasons I kept him friend-zoned for so long is because he reminds me of my own little brother who is 2 years younger than me. When he doesn't agree with what I have to say, he cuts me off repeatedly until I give up talking. He never gets dressed when we go out. He's very lazy and only cleans when he can no longer see the floor. And he hardly ever takes responsibilities for his actions.
So you hate him.
I love him very much.
Okay. It sounds like
she go with Satan.
But... But all these little things are adding up more and more. Little things. On one hand, I feel like he will eventually grow out of this. Mm. But on the other hand, I have a 9-month-old son and I'm tired of feeling like I have 2 kids to look after. Some of my friends have said that's just how guys are at this age. I'm 23 and he's 22. Should I just stay with him and get over this or should I break up with him? Please
Who said
help.
That's how guys are?
Some of her friends said that's just how guys are because he's 22.
You started talking to some of your friends.
Well, they're probably 22 too. So what do they really honestly
know?
It ain't
none of your friends' business.
You.
This is just.
Here's the thing. Because the only thing that I'm thinking of right now is how you did this to yourself. Because, like, you said that you had him friend zoned because he was immature. And then you reminded your little brother. So that's even weirder. And so now you're dating him and you're, like, bothered by his immaturity and you want him to take his drawers off the floor and learn how to use the washing machine and all of that shit. But just don't date him, girl. If you're 23, first of all, like, you know, like, if you're 23, go date somebody in the fucking... I don't understand.
I don't know what to say because you gave us this list of reasons why he should not be dated. And then you told us that you
did. She say positive things about him? What were the nice things?
No, he is.
She loves him very much.
He's sweet, caring, loving.
So nothing.
And so are Pomeranians. Okay, right. Well,
I have to say that the cons outweigh the pros here, sis, and it was evident to me immediately upon reading this.
You're 23. You're young. You know, you're learning about life and, you know, being a grown up and sex and relationships and all that shit. If you don't like these things, break up with him. What the fuck is...
And you have a kid who does not need to be exposed to the other adult in his life. Right. And you did not at all
refer to him as the dad.
Right, no, you didn't.
So it don't even, like, girl.
So it just, is this the type of father figure you would want for your son? Some man who, like, literally does not clean up. And she's not. What?
She didn't tell us nothing about the daddy, nothing. Just so she didn't say he wasn't the daddy.
How did you even get there?
So she withheld that.
Next question. What street did you take to get to?
Break up with him, sweetheart.
Yes,
date somebody.
Girl, leave today. Okay.
Please.
The last question. Yes. Dustin.
You have to be... We're trying to help people and laugh.
All right.
Okay.
So constructive...
You done cussed two different...
Constructive criticism then. Word.
Like...
So the final letter today comes from Anonymous and it says, I'm a 24-year-old black gay man. This summer, I am working at a day camp in a low-income area. I work with 5 other camp leaders and one of them has really been getting on my nerves with his anti-gay bullshit. I work with the 5, 6, and 7-year-olds, and one of them is a 6-year-old boy that you can obviously tell will be at future Beyonce concert screaming, yas, bitch. Okay, the annoying camp leader tends to ignore this kid and even makes fun of him. Once during lunch, the boy was playing patty cake with the girls, and this homophobe told him that he had to stop playing patty cake because it's a girl's game. Stuff like that. I look after the 6-year-old as best as I can during the day and assure him he's fine doing whatever he wants to do. I feel stuck because I'm new to the job and the camp leaders don't know that I'm gay. Based on how they're treating the kids, I fear if they found out about me, they would either complain, switch me to a different location, or generally just make me super uncomfortable. Should I complain to someone and risk making things harder for myself, or should I continue privately giving the kid words of wisdom?
Yes. Step out of yourself, nigga. Don't be fucking selfish. It's a goddamn job and you can find another one. Worst case scenario, they try and fire you and you go apply somewhere in the fuck else. Like, you, if for you to be a black gay man and see a child going through something like that, what, say something. The way that that man is behaving is wrong.
That's horrible.
And that's not your motherfucking child anyway, so you can't, like, what are you, excuse, no, I'd have cussed the nigga out the first time I goddamn saw it. And I don't care if you know I'm gay. I don't care what the fuck you think. You're not gonna speak, like, what they're children do? First of all,
he's 6,
right. They're children,
right?
First of all, they're supposed to, like, when you're a child and you have people speak to you and, like, all of those little things that kids hear, mm-hmm. really structure them into the person that they're going to be.
That really
so
goes
you
into
like
foundation.
It's a very detrimental, like, thing for you to be saying, oh, you can't play patty cake with the girls, that's a girl's game. Nigga, who asked you?
Right.
I'm over here baking it with the baker's man, nigga. Mind your goddamn business.
That's ain't fucked that it? Up.
So, yes, you should say something to somebody because he don't have no goddamn business. Let the kids play. Mind your motherfucking... Why are you so concerned with the games that kids are playing? Motherfucker, give me his motherfucker. I'll speak to his motherfucking ass. I'll do it my goddamn self. How about that?
And I honestly think you
should
say something.
Would you like me to send an anonymous email, Anonymous? Was that what you want me to do? Are you fucking crazy?
Oh, Lord.
He has his mother... No, I don't like shit like that at all. It'd be one thing if they were, like, 17. Like, you know what I mean? And even then...
And like you said, you know, like, these are kids.
They're kids.
And you're an adult. Like... It is your job to stop, like, speak out and say something.
You should, like, really be, like, protecting them from that kind of bullshit, not subjecting them to it. Damn, are you fucking crazy? I'll slap fire at that motherfucker. Please give me his longitude and latitude.
Okay, well, Anonymous, thank you for asking, because I feel like that was something you really needed to hear. Like, it's just,
I wouldn't say,
if you have it in your heart as a grown ass person to just hate a baby because of what you think his sexuality may be, I just don't even.
And it's not even your goddamn business, motherfucker, because that is. Listen,
God didn't put a hatred for children in your heart. You really need to think about who you serve, because that just ain't right. But I
and if you are a black gay man, I don't even feel like, and it's no shade, because I understand if you don't want to make things complicated for yourself. I don't know if you in the closet, out of the closet, whatever the fuck your situation is, it is irrelevant.
That's
to
the
me
first problem.
But for you to know that you are black and gay and see something like that, you should know to say something, because it's a job, nigga. You ain't working for Oprah. Next. Are we done? Are those all the letters?
Oh my goodness. Let me see. Okay. Yes, that is the end of our letters. So. All
right.
Amen. I like the letters.
Let's think about, well, you done cussed seven people out.
Yeah, you love the letters because that's your time to just be completely rude. So.
Is it typically rude? Are you a good mother? Are you a good mother? With your raggedy broke ass, leasing houses, leasing cars.
We are going to take a break.
Don't play with me, Simone.
Hey, y'all. Don't forget to check out our sponsors over at Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website, portfolio, and online store. Yes, we use Squarespace for our own website, thisis3.com, and it is beautiful. Thank you, Crystal. And we use Squarespace to do it. So for a free trial and 10% off, visit squarespace.com and enter offer code FURY at checkout.
Yes, guys, you can start your trial with no credit card required and start building your great website today. We thank Squarespace so much for their support of The Read. And like Kid Fury said, it's so simple to use. If I can update it every week, then Lord knows you people who are way smarter can handle it. So head on over to squarespace.com and use offer code FURY to get 10% off your very first purchase. With Squarespace, a better website starts with them. So, head on over.
All right, squarespace.com. Let's get the show finished. Amen. All right, so we're back. And it is time for the read. We'll just wrap this shit up. And I'll just go ahead and start this bitch off. With calling out one Ofay by the name of Rosemary Church.
You really did it.
I did.
You did. You did it. Okay.
Because, and I don't.
My brother, please continue.
Rosemary Church is an anchor on CNN International. She was recently on air and made a comment about what's going on in Ferguson. She said, instead of using rubber bullets, tear gas, and all of the terrible. Her quote was, why not perhaps use water cannons? Mm. At least it's not something that is going to have the same kind of effect. You are literally a white woman on national television, on CNN at that, and suggested that instead of using tear gas, rubber bullets, grenades,
or stopping instead of even stopping.
Just why don't we just go back to hosing them niggas down?
Hosing them
down.
Are
you fucking crazy,
man?
Did you peep the brother next to her?
I was just gonna say she threw her life away.
No. If you have not seen this clip, I want you to pause the show and go watch it, because that brother literally went into himself and he had an internal battle with one side of him saying, knock this bitch out where she sits. The other part saying, nigga, you have bills. Yeah. You are on TV. Nigga, your mama is watching this.
You cannot.
You cannot call your sister to come and jump this bitch. You can't do it. Like, he literally looked at her like, you are the dumbest. Like, did you really?
Oh my God.
And we all looked at her. And so it was almost funny. Like, I almost wanted to laugh because, like, we looked at her the same way at the same exact time.
Yes.
How dare
all
you?
All of us. Have you, bitch, are you just completely unaware of...
Are you missing the point, bitch?
And a bunch of people were like, oh, well, she's Irish, so that excuses it. She doesn't know. No, man. Bitch, if you're talking about something that's happening in a country, then you need to understand the history of that country. You need to understand race relations in America. It's no way you thought that suggesting turning water cannons...
Ain't nobody even bring that shit up, but she brought that shit up.
On a bunch of protesters.
Like, that was a natural response for her.
She brought it up.
She meant that, like, for right. real. She like, was sincere. Like, that was a good okay. idea to her.
Exactly.
Like, oh, well, what about using water cannons?
Like, she really sparked and said, I'm going to change the game. Like, people missed the step.
Fuck telling them, like, stop shooting and doing shit to the people.
Like, she came up with some shit.
She, right. She, yeah.
She had the solution. Apply. Yeah.
Man. Yep. This bitch.
Bitch.
She that's had.
Like a real racist. Yeah. Like for real.
Yes. Like when racism like comes naturally
in
to
the
you.
Heart. Yes. Like, the real. Yes. Like, those real like ass racists. Like, those slave owners.
Like, you meant it. It was no shade.
It wasn't shade.
It really wasn't. She thought that would be, like, a real solution.
So my thing is, you, madam, have absolutely no business expressing your opinions on any news outlet anywhere on God's green earth, especially not CNN, if that's how the fuck you feel. If you don't see the point here, if you don't see that, first of all, an innocent child was murdered. I don't give a fuck about if that nigga tried to steal a pack of Dutch's or whatever the fuck. All of that is irrelevant. A young man was executed by the police in Ferguson. And from protesting that, because again, we, Black America, we are tired. From protesting that, their city was basically invaded.
Yes.
By, like... a military, like, police force. Like, they've got tanks and shit out there. They've got
sniper rifles.
Like,
yep.
They're launching tear canisters at, like, children, breaking stealing kids' supplies. Legs with rubber bullets, going into churches and taking gas masks and milk from people after you're gassing them. And you're... Your solution here is that instead they should just hose these niggas down. You are an idiot. Like, you have to be the dumbest bitch in a month of Sundays to be on national TV and suggest that they should shoot these people with water cannons because it wouldn't have as great of an effect as if, like, the violence is okay. Let's just not hurt them so bad. Like, are you dumb, bitch? Are you dumb? Are you a fucking idiot?
There is no other explanation. So, yes.
She needs to resign. She needs to resign, and she needs to go and sit somewhere and knit some motherfucking sweaters. She or go needs, and start...
She need her ass beat, man.
She does. I'm going to go on record and say she does.
You ain't been able to tell me shit since the autopsy came out.
She needs to be fucked up.
I mean, come on.
When you see that he was hit like 4 times.
Oh my God.
In the elbows and arms, and then you see the shots that actually killed him, that was deliberate. He had his hands up. How else do you hit a nigga in the elbow 3 times? How else? You killed him on purpose. You walked up to him and shot him in the eye on purpose. You did that.
You meant to kill him. And so the point here, and even us outside of race, and no Keke Palmer, I know the race situation here. I have fully grasped onto and will forever grasp onto the racial aspect here. However, past that and deeper than that, we need to again address all of these young men who didn't get no pussy in high school, who were outcasts, who were meathead jocks, who were beating their girlfriends at 17, who decided that they didn't know shit and they weren't gonna be shit, so they joined the police academy and the government gave them guns and now they can drive around and serve, quote unquote, serve and protect.
Right.
And people, outside of the race thing, excessive force in, because now they pointing guns at the white folks. Like, did you see the video?
And actually, that's part of my read today.
Officer, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, officer, go fuck yourself.
Go for it.
So I just want to point out, like Kifuri said, people talk about how, oh, it's not just a race thing and it's all about constitutional rights, but conveniently ignore the fact that 27-year-olds with master's degrees who couldn't find a job moved the fuck into Union Square. Moved into Union Square for this Occupy Wall Street bullshit. Moved in. A bunch of white kids who couldn't find jobs decided they were just going to stay in Union Square. And I cannot remember anybody shooting them with tear gas or hosing them down, or I don't recall this. I recall there being friction and reports of police violence or whatever the fuck else, but I don't remember sniper rifles in their faces.
No one took them seriously. When it started, no one took them seriously. And they didn't see them as a threat. Why?
Because they're white, and what are they really going to do? There's no reason to be afraid of white people because you know white people. That's all you know. That's all you trust.
Continue.
Anyway. So, fuck you talking about it's about constitutional rights and not about race. Bitch, it's about race. Because as so many people have pointed out, them white kids at Penn State, fucking, you know what? I'm not doing this. I'm talking about Officer Go Fuck Yourself. If you have not seen this, you need to Google this. It's a legendary piece on YouTube where this white officer, I believe he's part of the Highway Patrol, but he was assigned in Ferguson, I guess, you know, to carry out their horrible racist bullshit that they're doing down there. Anyway,
I don't know what to call it.
It's like a war against the Negroes.
It's literally like a...
It's a we're going to force you to back down. We have made up so many lies, we can't even keep track of our own goddamn lies.
We're just going to force you
to shut the fuck up.
Right.
If we have to keep killing you, if we have to shoot a mentally disabled man in St. Louis and kill him, if that's what we have to do, then that'll be what we do.
A 90-year-old Holocaust survivor for blocking an entrance. We're not going to stop. We don't have to explain shit to any of you niggas.
We killed him. Get over it.
That's not your place. It's not your place.
Yeah.
So back the fuck down. If you say anything, they're talking about, we're giving you one warning to move. Outside of that, we're arresting you if you don't move out of the... The point here is literally, like, you niggas don't matter. We don't give a fuck. We're not explaining shit to you.
Yes.
We're not doing anything because you don't matter. Stay in your place. You are secondary. Move out of the way. Are you, like... It's literally just at this point, they're just forcing everyone to shut the fuck up and just not acknowledge it.
Right.
Like,
well, this particular officer decided to point his gun directly at a couple of white boys who seemed like the type who were out there. Honestly, no shade, but y'all sounded like y'all was out there because you felt like it was the right thing to do and not because you really felt convicted to be there. But anyway, they were kind of acting like jackasses or whatever, but they were clearly filming. And this officer pointed his gun at him and was like, I'll fucking shoot you. Saying this to people like on tape. So he said,
I'll fucking kill you.
I'll fucking kill you. Talking about, they asked him what was his name. He said, go fuck yourselves, which is how he got the name Officer Go Fuck Yourself and all this. So the fact that these people are so full of this hate in their hearts that they are actually pointing guns at white people at this point lets me know that we are in some shit that I never thought our generation would see.
If you ain't praying... You
I don't get
need,
it.
If you ain't start. Ever prayed, you need to start.
White people are willing to kill other white people behind this. I have never.
Breaking into churches Woo! To take gas masks from people because you are gassing them? Where are we? The fact that
it's just like people will listen to anything. Do you know this random bitch, some anonymous bitch, or she gave a fake name or something, I don't know, called into CNN and gave like her version of what the officer said. Like, this bitch is saying that she's like a friend of the girlfriend of the officer who did this. Do you know CNN is treating this bitch like she's an actual credible witness? Like, people are saying that the shit she's saying outweighs a goddamn autopsy report? Are you trying to tell me that a random bitch can call into CNN and her word will be taken more seriously than a motherfucking autopsy? That's where we are. That's exactly where we are right now. And it just blows my mind. So shout out to you, Officer Go Fuck Yourself. You actually ended up fucking yourself pretty royally because the ACLU got your ass removed or whatever they call it, temporarily suspended something. At any rate, your ass is done now. So go fuck yourself. You and all of them just like you.
In times like this, this particular group of white people really hate social media because you can't hide anything. you can't cover up anything. The people are there and they got smartphones, honey. So there's nothing you can do about it. They're tweeting it live. They're letting people know what the fuck's happening. They're telling videos. People that these news outlets and these people are lying to you because yes. they are there and this shit is wrong. It is, it's not more than wrong. It's evil. Like what's happening in like Missouri right now is evil. Like it's evil right here on earth. It is the devil.
Yeah.
And so there's no way around hiding any of that shit anymore because we have YouTube and we have Vine and we have Instagram and we have Twitter and Snapchat and whatever, Facebook and all this shit, and they telling. Ain't nobody like nobody
social media
is right.
Took on like another life.
Oh, social Tumblr? Media is more credible than CNN.
Tumblr right. was built for this. Tumblr has been ready. Yeah. Immediately, like,
and if you scroll through these photos in Ferguson, people are making their photos black and white intentionally. You won't tell what year it is. You couldn't tell if it was 2014 or motherfucking 1955.
Yeah. And to see like all the support from other countries where people are being treated the same way,
right?
Like everywhere, people in Gaza, even like, really, you hear about the shit going on in Gaza and you would never think.
Exactly.
And it's going on in Missouri right now.
Right here in America.
Right here.
Y'all so full
the
of shit.
The land of the free.
Y'all so full of shit.
Like, this is supposedly our country.
Right. Like,
like apparently we're a part of it.
Like, do we matter here?
Like, oh, you know, this is America and those are some black people. I mean, I guess they... You know,
yeah,
we
they live
here
too.
We let them stay here.
Yeah.
We've hired them a long time ago. It's just like being nice.
You right. know, and I pay my taxes every single year.
Like,
so
we
can
pay
have
for them to come over here, and then, you know, they backstabbed us. So, they, you know, we've allowed them to stay here.
They got totally mad, like, we didn't give them free room and board. Like, seriously, we never charged them. So, like, I don't get it.
And they have the nerve to, like, ask for reparations and things. Like, they just come up with these crazy
like,
ideas.
Getting paid back? You never paid to stay here.
And now they want rights for, like, this child.
Like, who like, is giving you 40 acres?
We oh actually said we were not going to get too...
I'm sorry.
We actually sorry. Said we were not going to get too deep when we did this. And look at us.
Like, I mean,
oh
there's no escaping it.
Right. There's just, nothing
else to talk
about.
I just cannot see how if you have
about.
A functioning human brain and you are looking at what's happening, you can't be like, this is just all bullshit. Like, all this is wrong. So how could it even be happening? You know? Like, how could this really even be happening? It's just clearly wrong. But right. no, because niggas can't flourish. But I'm going to tell you one thing. Can't. Beginning. The beginning.
Yep.
The beginning.
Yes.
Anyway.
We're going to have a list of resources on thisistheread.com of how you can help out the good people in Ferguson. So make sure you head over there to see that and to see every episode as well as links to our guests today, Dustin and Asante. Asante, you have anything to say before we leave?
I'm black, I'm beautiful, and I love the show. The Read is amazing, but I gotta go.
All right.
Oh, Dustin.
Produced by DJ Mustard.
Dustin, are you awake?
Mother, yep. I love you.
Okay.
Down.
Dust is down.
Hey. Yes.
Down. Dust is down.
Another
but not down.
Motherfucker, I'm up. I ain't got shit to say. Just give me the butt.
Dust is down.
Don't give a fuck. You say the wrong shit, your ass gonna get cut.
For the rest of our days.
Yes, Lord. For the rest of our
Why
days.
Why are y'all doing this to Jesus?
And we will praise him for the rest of our days.
Hallelujah.
Yes, we will praise him for the rest of our days.
Say that. And you mean?